And receiveth not my sayings, hath one that judge him. The word that I spake, the same shall judge him in the last day. This word of God, that hammer, like a powerful sword, is described as well, which cuts in going and coming. In Hebrews chapter 4 and in verse 12, the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and quick to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. The soul or the spirit or the breath are terms used by the Jews to describe the soul. And they think there that the breath there is in between those two. And there are various other schools of thought of what this means here, what the Hebrew writer means. But we don't want to concern ourselves what others think, that what might think. We want to concern ourselves with what God is intending it to mean. And what he means here is that the sword, the word of God, is so sharp that it cuts coming and going, that it is able to pierce the joints and the marrow. The soul and the spirit are invisible, and the joints and the marrow are covered or are hidden. But the word of God is so sharp that it will pierce even to the thoughts and the intents of the heart of man. It is quick to discern what man thinks, what the intents of man are. It reaches to the most secret, hidden things of man. That's the power of the Word of God. The last statement there of verse 12 says it is quick to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. Christians, we are told to arm ourselves with this Word. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17, verse 10, as he begins there, that we are to arm ourselves with the armor of God. Verse 17, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Arm yourselves with a sword so sharp, with the power of God in your hand, and use it. I've heard many times, and reference to myself as well, that in our world of technology, in our phones and whatnot, we can have Bibles in our pockets. Carry your sword with you. Use it. Use the power that it has, not only for yourself, but to work for others as well. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 16, judgment and justice will one day be rendered by the sword of divinity here. To the church at Pergamum, he says, repent therefore, or else I will come to thee quickly, and I will make war against them with the sword of my mouth. The allusion here drawn from the sword that the angel brought and had, and then confronted Balaam too when he was coming to curse Israel. That's the word. That's the power that the word of God has. It's like a sword. What a powerful, powerful word it is. The word of God in its power. It is power to destroy and break. It is a power for good as well. It is food that sustains us. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verses 1 and 2. Putting away therefore all wickedness and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes long for the spiritual milk which is without guile, that ye may grow thereby unto salvation. It satisfies us as nothing else can. So we talked a little bit about this morning that Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, the Sermon on the Mount. That those who seek after to be filled with the Word of God are going to be blessed. But that only comes by our diligence in using it and applying it. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12 as well. For when by reason of the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need again that someone teach you the rudiments of the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as having need of milk and not of solid food. Do not digress to that point. The word of God for good is a power for good. Don't digress back to where we need to hear the first principles again. Grow thereby and long for that solid food. The psalmist says some beautiful words that he expresses to describe the Word of God. Psalms 119 and verse 103. He says, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. How superior are our privileges, but yet how inferior in general our communion with God and our heavenly mindedness. And I don't say that lightly, but in general sense. That as Christians today, in the privileges that we have the Word of God. And the privileges that are afforded to us in this country alone. That we are free to study the Word of God. We are free to worship God. But yet, with observation, and by observation, many people squander those opportunities and see them more as a burden